This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. According to New Zealand Police Commissioner Mike Bush, authorities there have formally charged the person suspected of shooting dozens of people, killing 49 of them at two mosques in Christ City.
One offender, 28-year-old male, has been charged at this stage with one count of murder. He has been remanded to the High Court for the 5th of April.
And investigators say that he is identified as 28-year-old Brenton Tarrant from Grafton, New South Wales, Australia. He had five firearms, according to the investigation, and New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says that she will push for new gun laws after learning the legally obtained the weapons used.
When people, of course, hear that this individual was acquired a gun license and acquired weapons of that range, then obviously I think people will be seeking change, and I'm committing to that.
The shooter broadcast a 17-minute live video after publishing a 74-page white nationalist manifesto in which he denounced Muslims and called immigrants invaders. Pakistan's Minister Imran Khan, Prime Minister, said Friday that peace in Afghanistan is around the corner, citing ongoing negotiations between the United States and Taliban insurgents. Islamabad is credited for arranging Washington's direct dialogue with the Taliban that U.S. officials say has made real strides in recent days. Without elaborating any further, Khan asserted that the peace process would result in stability, trade and economic prosperity for the region, and particularly for Afghanistan to enable the war-shattered country to stand on its own feet. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued the first veto of his presidency, overriding a congressional measure in protecting his national security declaration to fund a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Surrounded by law enforcement officials as well as parents of children killed by people who were illegally in the United States, Mr. Trump called the congressional action dangerous and reckless.
It is definitely a national emergency. Rarely have we had such a national emergency. Therefore, to defend the safety and security of all Americans, I will be signing and issuing a formal veto of this reckless resolution.
On Thursday, Congress formally rejected President Trump's national emergency declaration to fund border wall construction as the Senate voted 59-41 to disapprove the executive action. 12 Republicans joined with Senate Democrats to back that resolution, as veto sends the issue back to Congress, where it is unlikely that there will be enough support to override the veto. A two-thirds majority in both the House and Senate is needed to overcome a presidential veto. European Union leaders are now warning that their Brexit patience is wearing thin, and with just 2 weeks to go before Britain is scheduled to leave the EU, they are poised to grant more time for the country to do so, but likely with tough conditions attached. The conditions may include Britain holding another Brexit referendum if the extension needed eventually is a lengthy one. That despite the fact that Britain's House of Commons voted Thursday against a rerun. Britain's embattled Prime Minister Theresa May will ask the EU's 27 other national leaders on March 21st to delay until at least the end of June. She hopes by that time they will have won backing for a contentious Brexit withdrawal agreement, which has been rejected overwhelmingly by the British Parliament twice and is planning Tuesday to seek yet again the House of Commons approval for a deal she spent the better part of 2 years negotiating. Hundreds of thousands of people protested in central Algiers on Friday in the biggest demonstration against President Bouteflika's 20-year rule since unrest began last month. No heavy clashes were reported, but the authorities said that about 75 protesters were arrested and 11 policemen were slightly injured during the demonstrations. Bouteflika, on Monday, did reverse a decision to stand for another term after weeks of demonstrations against him, but he stopped short of relinquishing office and said he would stay on until a new constitution is adopted. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.